That's all you need to do. I am in you and outside you. I carry you with me. I connect you with everything in existence.
In and out. Nitrogen, oxygen, argon, hydrogen, methane, carbon dioxide. Breathe with me.
Elements are not all I carry. My bags are full with other gifts. Pollen, seeds, spores soar with me, germinate elsewhere. They can pass through you too.
In and out.
The pressure changes, and I change with it. Now I gently stroke the hairs on the back of your neck, dance through the birch leaves, tickle the bag for life clinging to the undergrowth.
In and out.
I am an unseen force, bolder now, blowing your body as you hunch up your shoulders and fold your arms around yourself. You can hear me whistling through the branches, vibrating across the heathland.
In and out. Nitrogen, oxygen, argon, hydrogen, methane, carbon dioxide. Breathe with me.
In and out. Elements are not all I carry. My bags are full with other gifts. Stories, laments, declarations and questions can be heard as they drift in my ether. What will you invite me to carry?
In and out.
A queen sat on her throne, eating the delicacies of the day. Sugared plums and dainty donuts. Rich and sumptuous cloth covered her body, and sparkling jewels adorned her hands and hung from her ears.
In and out.
And to those ears I carried the babble and chatter of her subjects. The court voiced what they thought she wanted to hear with such gusto. The castle was thick with simpering sounds and frivolous compliments. She beamed outwardly, but inside she drooped.
In and out.
One evening, so stifled by the weight of the words she heard, she pushed open the shutters and gave voice to her frustrations. Curses and fears, truths and torments flew out of her mouth. I lapped them up, every one.
In and out.
At that very moment, the pressure changed, and I whipped up her words and sent them flying back into the castle. The warm, sickly sweet air chilled immediately. Candles snuffed out as the queen's rants rose and fell down the stairwells, through the bedchambers and along the battlements.
And out.
So horrified at the ugly sounds that emanated from the queen that night, so afraid of the truths that had been uttered, rumblings of revolution resounded. The queen was deposed, and an heir with the ears for praises and a mouth only for donuts was crowned. The queen was stripped of her fancy clothes and shining jewels and found herself cast out into the forest. The playful babble of the stream and the chatter of the magpie were underscored by the unfamiliar creaking of the trees and the caws of the crows. I carried this symphony as a gift to the queen, along with the seeds and the elements.
In, and out.
She breathed them in and included frightened cries as she let them out. But over time, as she grew to know the forest, the queen began to voice her hopes too.
In, and out.
If you listen closely, you might still catch some of the queen's words, praises floating with the pollen, or swears howling through the branches. No need to be afraid. It's just air. Hot, cold, callous, kind. I am made up of many wondrous things. What will you invite me to carry?
Breathe with me.